Just look at all the colors on this dessert table. I'm going to put a little bit of everything on my plate.
As fattening as these desserts look, I'd stick to a couple of choices if I were you.
Why? Variety is the spice of life, as they say, and I can't resist how beautiful it all is, so colorful.
And therein lies the problem, at least in this case. Variety in color stimulates our appetites. The more colors thrown together, the more we eat.
No kidding.
It's true. In a study, people who encountered a bowl of 6 colored flavors of jelly beans mixed together ate nearly 70% more than people who encountered the same 6 colored flavors of jelly beans in separate bowls.
Maybe it's not color at all that stimulates people to eat more, but the variety of flavors.
Well, in another experiment, subjects given M&Ms in 10 colors ate 43% more than those given the same number of pieces, but in 7 colors. The different colored M&Ms all taste the same, though. Their variety is merely visual.
So should I avoid colorful foods altogether?
Not at all. Color variety also plays an important role in nutrition. The health benefits of various fruits and vegetables are largely related to their color. For example, blue and purple fruits contain a lot of antioxidants, while red fruits and vegetables are high in vitamin C. So you might keep unhealthful foods organized into separate compartments so they're less tempting, but mix up healthful foods like fruits and vegetables in order to stimulate appetite. When it comes to fruits and vegetables, the more colorful your plate, the better. This moment of science came from Indiana University with underwriting from the Office of the Vice President for Research.
Today's program was prepared by Michelle Ross with help from Victoria Getty in Applied Health Science. For a Moment of Science, I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.